Eretz. You'll come to the land Asher Hashem Elokecha Noisen Lecha. Torah goes into the parish of Bikurim. Ubosa El HaKoyin Asher Yeh BaYomim HaHeim. You'll come to the Koyin. Tal be there in those days. V'yomarta Elov Higadati HaYoyim LaHashem Elokecha. I have said today to Hashem your God. Kivosi El Oretz. I came to the land. So the Sefer Binyan Ariel asks a question. This nusach that he says to the Kohen, "V'amarta Elov," he should say to the Kohen, "He got it to Hayoy. I have said today, Lashem Aleikecha, Kibosi Ela Oretz." What is the "He got it to Yaloshen Ovar"? He just came now to the Beis Hamikdash. He is first addressing the Kohen right now. Where's the Higadati? I already have said today that I came to the land. Where is this declaration that I came to the land? You never said anything yet. That's one Ha'ara. The second Ha'ara that he says is, part of the Nusach that he says is, Vayivienu el amokam hazeh, Vayiten lonu es ha'aretz hazeh. He brought us to this place. Rashi says, meaning the Beis Hamikdash. He gave us Eretz Yisrael. The Chayr of the Seder, chronologically, is not right. First, he gave us Eretz Yisrael. It's only later that we came to the Mokam HaMikdash and we built the Beis HaMikdash. So why does it say first, Vayivienu el HaMokam HaZeh, Vayiten lonu es ha'aretz hazois? So the Binyan Ariel says that with this pasuk, the Torah is telling us over here, what is the Iker and what is the Tav? Partially, one would think we came to Eretz Yisrael. Happens to be, to get closer to Hashem, we built the Beis HaMikdash. That's not the pshat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us here for the Beis HaMikdash. He brought us here for the Avodah. The Iker is our connecting with Hashem through our Avodah. That is why He brought us here. Agav, we have the wider area of Eretz Yisrael. We should live there. We should be a nation apart from all the other nations. But the Iker is Vayivienu al Makam Hazeh. Those are the Iker. The Iker is Beis HaMikdash. The Iker is Avodah. The Iker is Korbanos. The Iker is Hashros Hashchinah. Agav is Vayitnu Lanu Es Ha'aretz Hazeh. That's a Hashkofe most people today don't have. You know, the land of Israel, the state of Israel, the land of Israel. It's the Makam HaMikdash. It's a Makam Avodah. Those are the Iker. And Agav, He also gave us Eretz Yisrael. That was a Chesed from HaKadosh Baruch. That's a Hashkofe that we have to know. That's the pshat over here in Higadati Hayoim, Loshen Ovar. Enochinami, I didn't say anything yet before I came here. But the very fact that I came to the Mokam HaMikdash to bring my Bikurim, that shows I am declaring with my actions of coming here that my being in Eretz Yisrael alone, that's not the Iker. The Iker is the Avodah, my fruits, my sustenance. The Iker is what's supposed to support me, that's supposed to give me life. The first thing is I bring you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So with my actions, I am testifying. Kibosi hayoyim el ha'aretz. I didn't come to the land before this. Now, by bringing the Bikurim, now by doing the Avodah, now by declaring that everything is from Hashem first and foremost, and declaring that the Mokam HaMikdash is the Iker, he got it the hayoyim kibosi el ha'aretz. So I'm declaring with my actions that only now did I come to the land. I didn't enter the land beforehand. Coming to Eretz Yisrael alone without doing Avodah is not called entering the land. You're missing the entire point. But with my bringing of Bikurim Higadati, with my actions I have declared, without even saying a word, it's my actions that speak louder than words, Kibosi, now I have arrived to the Oretz, now I have arrived to Eretz Yisrael. Before that I wasn't in Eretz Yisrael. Today's the Shloshim for my mother, Aleha Shalom. So last night we had a Suda in Lakewood. I said over the Archaim HaKadosh over here, within his pshat, he says that this parish is really a parish of coming loylum to the oylum ha'emes. Kisovi yala oretz, asher Hashem Elokecha noisen lecha. When you're going to come to the land, the final bia to that ikr, and it says v'samachta b'chol hatoiv, the ikr simcha is up there, down here in oylum hazeh, we can't really see simcha. The ikr simcha is up there. I said that the Loshen Higadati, Loshen Ovar, is up there, it's too late to say anything. Up there, you have to already be prepared from before. I said, my mother-in-law, Shalom Higadati, with her actions already down here, it was a Lashon Avar. She had declared exactly what the Tachlis is, and she's able to come to a Heilig Menucha up there. Actions speak louder than words. In this pasuk, Uposo El HaKoyin HaSheyiyah Bayomim HaHem, Bomarte Elov Higadati Ayom LaShem Eloi Kach, Rashi says, HaSheyiyah Bayomim HaHem. Really, it's an abridged version of Chazal. Chazal say, would you think that you would come to a kain that's not in those days? What's Asher Yihyeh Bayomim HaHem? Zogin Chazal, and Rashi quotes it, Ein Lecho El HaKoyin Shebiyamecha. You only have the kain that's in your days. You don't have a kain from a different era, from a different generation. So he goofy, you have to understand what's the chiddush in that. Would I have a habmin of saying I can go back to the past, bring a kohen down here, and he should be my kohen? What exactly is the meaning of this chazal? So I saw brought down a pshat from the Taz. The Taz in Sefer Divrei David is Pirush al HaTorah. He says that Rashi says in Sefer Bereishis on the pasuk Pachad Yitzchak. So Rashi says that Yaakov Avinu did not say Elokei Yitzchak Avi Favos, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not rest the Shechina while somebody is alive. Because when somebody is alive, you know, Shaykh, he can do Averis, and then the Shechina cannot really rest on him. So therefore he did not say Elokei Yitzchak, because Yitzchak was still alive. So it says in the pasuk over here, Ubosa El HaKoyen Asheyir Bayomim Ohein, you're calling the name of Hashem on the Kohen, right? So what's the pshat? It would have been a habamina to say that this inyan is only shayach in the earlier generations when the kahanim were great. So then it's shayach to call Hashem's name on those kahanim. The shechina rests on the kahanim that are very great. But someone today, the kohen is maybe not on the same madreig as the previous generations. On him it's not shaykh to say the words Hashem Aleikecha, to say the name of Hashem on a person. That l'chayr is not shaykh today. For that the Torah tells us, Ein l'chayr l'chayr b'yomim ha'heim. The Torah gives a special madreig to kohanim, that since kohanim are the Ovdei Hashem, it's shaykh to say Hashem Aleikecha on kohanim, even the kohen b'zman hazeh. Interesting ma'aseh. Meir Shapiro, Zechasadik Lebrach, he built the yeshiva in Lublin. So he became a tremendous Baal Chayim. A building like that with so many amenities, it was such an expense. He had to go mamish from place to place, always on the move collecting money. So one time he was in Radin for a Shabbos. Interesting, the Chofetz Chaim invited him to his house for a Suda. Meir Shapiro says, you know, I don't eat by a suda with his women sitting by the table. So Simon says, then you can't eat here because, you know, our minig is that we sit together with the wife, with the Rebbetzin. Okay, fine. You know, each one has his egg in a minute. Good. So Meir Shapiro, Prophet Tish in Radin. You have to imagine what that was like. Radin at the Litvisha place. And you have a Chassidish Rebbe with singing, with dancing. It was like a mara that they hadn't experienced before. So for Shalosh Shudas, the Chofetz Chaim came to Shalosh Shudas to Fabreng with Meir Shapiro. And he asked Meir Shapiro to say his Dvar Torah. Meir Shapiro was half the Chofetz Chaim's age, mamish. Maybe less. So he said, the Rebbe is a kohen, the Rebbe should say Torah. So I said, I'm already old, I'm already shvach, you know, what could I already say? Who's going to already listen to me? So on the spot, Rebbe Shapiro shout out, Ein l'cho el kohen should be a mecha. The kohen in your time, it makes no difference what or when. Chofetz Chaim had a nod from that quick zog, and he started saying Torah. The Pasuk says, on the day that you passed the Yarden, you should place for yourself these big stones, you should smear them with lime, you should write the Torah as you're passing. The Malvin explains that the writing of the Torah was while they were in the Yarden. while they were passing the Arden. They had no better time to write the Torah on the stones except as they were passing the Arden. He says it's meduyik. It doesn't say kasher avarto be'ovricho loshen ha'ivet. Not after you already passed. Kasher tavayru. It doesn't say that. It says be'ovricho as you are passing. So Shtel said the kasher, why was Klal Yisrael commanded to write the Torah punt at that moment while they're in the middle of the Arden? Furthermore, the Gemara says in Masechet Soita Daf Lamed Hey that as they were passing the Arden, the walls of water were massive. It was like a big wall of 300 amas, and constantly there was more and more water that was being piled on top, layers and layers and layers. It's like with such a pachad, dafkin, such a matzah, when you have these waters that threaten to overcome you, dafkin, such a matzah is when this Torah has to be written on the avonim. So Zokta Malbim is coming to teach us that Limud HaTorah is not reserved only for times we have Menuchas HaNefesh. Limud HaTorah has to be done in every single matzav. It could be a matzav with his pressure. It could be a matzav when there's tension. We're never parter from Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah is under the most tense circumstances. And Afal Pikein, there's a chiv of Limud HaTorah. And that's why B'davki was made to be written Ba'avrucha as Hayardeh. I might have said this over already in the past, but about 35 years ago, the newspaper in the state of Israel, Haaretz, which I call Am Haaretz, they printed a picture, an amazing picture. During World War II in a bomb shelter, they had English in England, they had people hiding in the bomb shelter. So they show mainly people sitting and playing cards in the bomb shelter. And in a corner of the bomb shelter, there's a group of Yidden hovered over a Gemara sitting and learning. So Haaretz, with their attendance, he said, we're not printing this to show our superiority over others. You know, Ma Bein B'ni LeBen Chami, what is the difference between me and my father-in-law's son? We're printing it for its historical value. So the Atet got a hold of the picture, and they made a full-page enlargement of it, and they said, and we are printing it to show Ma Bein B'ni LeBen Chami, what is the difference between us and the nations of the world? Look at a time of stress, a time of pachat, and Yidden are sitting and learning. And that's really what the lesson is from Ba'avrucha as Hayardeh. Furthermore, I saw the Sefer Talalei Iris carries it a step further. Right after they passed the Arden, they moved on to Har Evo, and over there, they put the stones over there, and once again, they wrote the Torah over there on Har Evo. So Shtel said the Kasha, one would think that out of the two mountains that you're writing the Torah, Har Grizim, that's the mountain of Bracha, and Torah represents Bracha, so L'chayra, that would be the place where you put these stones and write the Torah. Oseb, as they did it on Har Evo, he says it's the same Nakuda. Even when we're finding ourselves in a massive of Teichach, even if we're finding ourselves in a massive of hardship, which Har Evo represents, Afal Pikein, that is where we have to show that we're learning Torah there, Afal Pikein. Back to the Parsha of Bikurim, it says, Va'oniso va'amarta. Rashi says, Va'oniso is a lotion of Koil Ram, in a loud voice. That's a Gemara in Masechet Saita. Dafla mitbeiz amitbeiz, Va'oniso va'amarta b'koil Ram, in a loud voice. What's the meaning of the loud voice? What difference does it make what voice I say it in? It's a lower voice, a higher voice. So Rav HaGoyin, Rav David Kronglas, the Tzadik Levrochim, the Mashgiach in Er Yisrael, he said over that the tendency of people is that when they have a tzara, they come screaming, Ta'kodesh Baruch Hu, Rabbein Shem, please save us, please help us. Then after they're saved from the tzara, you know, you barely hear from them. They might not thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It might be that the Yeshua is taken for granted. They don't even thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if they do, they pay lip service. The Torah is telling us over here, Vonisa Vamarta, when you come to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's got to be with the same Kol Ram that when you cried out to him at a time of Tzara. When we were in Mitzrayim, when we were in Avodim, we say, Vanitzak El Hashem Elokav Eisenu. We screamed out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We screamed B'Kol Ram. Vayishma Hashem es koleinu, he heard our voices. So the Torah is telling us over here that when you're thanking, this is the mamish, the ultimate opposite of our being avodim in Mitzrayim. We were avodim in Mitzrayim, we were slaves, we didn't own our own land. We were meshuvah to other people. And now mamish, the opposite extreme. We're in Eretz Yisrael, we have our own land, we have our own fruits, we have our own bounty. We're not meshuvah to anybody else, only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here we're bringing Reishis Priya Adama. This is the direct opposite of what happened in Mitzrayim. So when you were in Mitzrayim, it was Anitzak, you screamed out to Hashem. Now you have to scream out in a different way, B'derech Toida, in a way of thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Ma'anisa. The Meshech Chochma makes a kesher between Lechem Oini, and Va'anisa Va'amarta. The Lechem Oini, that's Lechem She'ainin Olav Dorim Harbe, we say Hallel, we say Sibri Yitzias Mitzrayim, and the whole HaGodah is Geboit on Arami Yavid Avi. What's the pshat? Because those very words that describe the Tzara, from those very words, we now say it in a different tone, and we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it's called Lechem Oini, from Vanisa Vamart, and we say it in a loud voice to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was aunt in, she was Chaim Berlin, many years ago, there was the famous story when there was a hijacking, and Rav Hutton was on a plane, he was hijacked. So first they said Chaim Berlin, you know, it was a sorry Eliyankiv. They were mamish pleading with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and screaming and crying, you know, the Shishiva is in jail. So when he finally came out, they said to him the next day, but with a different nigma. They said it with a different nigma, not with the nigma that they said until now, with the nigma of Tzara, it was a nigma of Simcha. And with that they said to Tilm to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Rosh Yeshiva came out. That's when Nisav Amart has to be loud and it has to be Takib Simcha, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shul Leib Diskin used to say, you know, people come to me based sorry I should daven for them. But they never come and tell me that they have the Yeshua. I wish they'd come and tell me that a Yeshua. That's a shtickle the Indian over here in the Vionisav Yomarta. The same voice that cried out to Hashem has to be now also with a brem. I'm thanking you, HaKadosh Baruch. Pasuk says, "Ulasitcha elyon al kol hagoyim asher asa." I want to place you above all the nations of the world that He created. L'sihila, l'shem ulasiferes, for praise, for a name, and l'siferes for glory. So the Baal HaTurim Taiches L'Sihila L'Shem U'L'Siferes, that Klal Yisrael gives Tehila to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that ends up being a crown for Klal Yisrael. The fact that we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we thank Him, L'Sihila, that ends up being L'Shem U'L'Siferes, a crown for us. Why? The Gemara says, Mesechtas Megillah, Daf Tes Vav Amid Beis, Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu liyos atara b'roishoi shall call tzadik b'tzadik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Himself a crown on the head of every single tzadik. Zokta Baal HaTurim, that's the tehillah that we give HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The tehillah will end up being l'shem u'l'siferes for us. The praises that we give HaKadosh Baruch Hu now, He's going to turn around and praise that crown that we placed on Him. He's going to place it on our heads. However, continues the Baal HaTurim, somebody that speaks Sichas Chulin in a Beis HaKnesses at the time that people are supposed to be davening and praising Hashem, Makifin Lo Kol Gufay B'Koytzim, they surround his body with thorns. So he's on the Baal HaTurim. Fine. So I saw the Sefer Oitzvus HaTorah asks, fine, this is a very nice shot from the Baal HaTurim, but what is the connection between this and the beginning of the Pasuk, L'Sitcha Elyon Al Kol HaGoyim? L'Shem U'L'Siferes, what is talking in shul, or what is praising Hashem have to do with L'Sitcha Elyon? Zokta Eitzvus HaTorah, that we have a koyach over the goyim is bizman that we are noy kedushas hamikdash the way it's supposed to be. But if chas v'sholem we are poritz in this inyan, if we're negligent in this inyan, and we don't give the proper covenant to the Beis HaKnesses, and we don't use it solely for praising Hashem, then chas v'sholem, He puts the goyim on top, and chas v'shalom, we become meshuvah to the goyim. Gzeiros tach v'tat, the terrible gzeiros chulnitzki's pogroms, shrek l'cha, zorius took place against Klal Yisrael. And the Tosfos Yomtiv, he davened, and he had made a shailas chalayim that in a shemayim, they should answer him, what was the reason why this terrible tragedy was helping for Klal Yisrael? It was nizgala to him in a chalayim that the reason is because they're not being made proper covenant in the Beis HaKnesses. Talking in the Beis HaKnesses, they're not being made proper covenant. And that's when the Tosfos Yomtiv got up and he made a mishaberach. He was misakin a nusach of mishaberach. For anyone that doesn't talk in shul, there's a special mishaberach. As a moyudik ma'isa, I saw brought down in the Sefer Olein l'shaberach. It's also brought down in different place, in other places. In one of the cities, in the city of Ostra, there was a terrible magefa, terrible epidemic, and Yidden were never dying left and right. And for Shteitzach, what do Yidden do at such a time? There's calls for tshuva, there's a seiriris, there's a whole, call for people to be biting their meisim. They had a massive gathering. I believe that the Rav there was from Naftali HaKoyin Katz, the Baal Smichas Chachamim, together with his Av Bezdin, and they made a declaration, if anybody knows of any wrongdoing in the city, they should report it to the Bezdin, to the Rav. So somebody came forth and said, he can't say for sure, but he sees every night by Chatzois, the Av Bezdin's son-in-law leaves his house privately with a lantern, and he goes into the forest. Maybe he's doing an aveir over there, who knows? Maybe there's a preacher's going on over there. You should check it out. So the Rav and the Dain, they decided to check it out, and 12 o'clock at night, or right before, they were waiting by his house from behind, and they're watching him go to the woods. He takes his lantern, and he goes to the woods, and they're waiting outside to hear Bas Tutzach, and all of a sudden they hear somebody crying, saying, Tikkun Chatzos. And there was a second voice in there saying, Tikkun Chatzos, together with him. Well, one thing they knew for sure, that this was not a Tzvar Aveira, this fellow was a Kaddish. But the next day, they approached him, and they told him, we know that you went to the forest, and we know that you say Tikkun Chatzos, but who was that other voice over there in the forest? He wouldn't say. They tried getting it out of him, and he hemmed, and he hawed, and he wouldn't say. So finally, the Rav says, I am the Mara, the Asra, and I'm Gezer on you, that you have to tell me who was that other voice. So he said, that other voice was Yirmiyahu HaNavi. He says, I used to come and say Tikkun Chatzos over here, and Vaistos them in a Shemayim. They were in the Hannah from it. Yirmiyahu HaNavi comes with me to say Tikkun Chatzos. So he said, Oy Bazoi, ask Yirmiyahu HaNavi the next time, why do we have this Magefa? What's going on? So the next day he came back to them and he said, he asked Yirmiyahu HaNavi. Yirmiyahu said the following. He says, the emes says that Bayis Rishon, when it was destroyed, should have been destroyed 40 years earlier than it was. But because the people were machshav the covenant about the Knesset and about the Midrash is, they were machshav the Hashroes HaShchina, it stayed 40 years longer than it was supposed to. Says, but if people are machalo, the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Magevis to be ma'ir of them and so on. And that's the reason for it. And sure enough, got together, made the Sayyurus, and shortly after the Magefa stopped. That's only called Zman, you're Mechabit about the Knesset, and you designate them only L'Shem U'L'Seferes. The Pasuk says, V'ro Kolami Ha'aretz, the nations of the world will see, Ki Shem Hashem Nikro Alecha, V'yoreu Mimecha, and they will fear you. So the Gra asks the question, just because they see the name of Hashem on you, why will that be a cause for them to fear you? Parsh Tepshat is because the Shechin is Ma'ir of Pachad. That's the Parsh Tepshat. But the Gra says a different Pshat in the Pasuk. V'ro kolami ha'aretz kishem Hashem nikra alecha v'yoreyu, they're going to become Yirei Shamayim mimecha from you. Your Yirei Shamayim is going to have Hashros Hashchina effect that is going to affect all the other Goyim, and they're going to gain Yerushalayim from you. And that's our tachlus in the Bria, that when, if we are Taki Yerushalayim, we conduct ourselves the way we should, so then, you know, Goyim are able to see that effect, and Goyim will learn from us. And they also will have I'm the spoil. How nowadays the Goyim don't see the Kedusha of Yisrael. They don't see the godless of our communities. They don't see the many organizations that we have with Hatzalah, with Chaveirim, with Bikur Cholim, with whatever. I mean, there are those that do see it. They don't see the lack of crime. They don't see the armed L'chayda. That's part of L'chayda, the Hester Panim. Part of the Hester Panim is that they shouldn't see that. But the emes is that Yidden, Heilige Yidden, from Yidden, Heilige Yidden. It's Nishtayim Mitzazayim. The Rav Lezer Shalavitz was a Talmud of Yisrael Salanter, and he was the Rosh Yeshiva of Lomje. So he says that that's also the pshat when the pasuk says u'mayrachem v'chidchem, your fear will be al kol chayis ha'aretz. Even the animals are able to sense that there's something special over here. There's a special kedusha over here, and the middle they're going to have a fear of that. Even the animals are able to sense that. But goyim, the rabbinei das, they do have das, they have intellect. They certainly could sense that. There was a yid by the name of Goyin, Rav Ephraim Sokolov. He was the Rav of Ranana in Eretz Yisrael. And he was a Talmud of the Alter of Slabodka. So he says, he remembers when the Chofetz Chaim returned home. During World War I, he ran away with the chelik of the yeshiva. And he remembers when he returned home, how the kovid that the Goyim gave him, he was on a train coming back towards Radin. Every stop, for states, there were Yidden there, but they were Goyim that were lined up to just get a look at the Chofetz Chaim. So the police were there, and there were soldiers there, the people that were involved at the train station, and they bedafka arranged that the train should make more stops, so people at every stop should get to see the Chofetz Chaim. I once heard from a Rashiva of Giftazatzal, he said over that by the first Knesset Gedolah in Wien, so one of the New York newspapers, I believe it was the Herald Tribune, sent a Goyisha woman reporter to cover, you know, the Knesset. So she heard about the Chofetz Chaim, and she wanted to interview the Chofetz Chaim. They let her know politely that ain't going to happen, you know. Anyway, they did tell her, though, that the Chofetz Chaim's staying at a home, and through the window, you know, while he's in his room, he's learning whatever, he could look and he could see his face. So she positioned herself opposite the room over there, and she looked, and she wrote in her article, "I looked upon the face of the living God of the Jews." That's what she wrote in her article. That's mamish v'ro kolami ha'aretz kishem Hashem nikra alecha, that there's a certain sense when there's the Shechina there, you can take and see it. But the gro taiches v'yoreyu, they will become yirei shamayim mimecha. And that's our tachlis, that we should live in an oifen of Yerushalayim, that we're mashpia on the rest of the world. A guten Shabbos, everybody. Shabbos.
Shabbos.
Shabbos. Shabbos. Shabbos.